time for Coffee Talk. We will have Madeline Jarvis calling in with the library news, as she does every month a couple times, to check in and let us know what's happening. Good morning, Madeline.
Good morning, Michelle. How are you today?
I am doing fabulous. So we have all things library to talk about today. So what do you have for us?
So do you want to just start and talk about library and radio, since we were geeking out about it? So I'm sure your listeners would love to hear more.
Yes, let's do it.
Cool beans. So as you know, KTWH has so many great voices and minds behind it, and there's multiple Michelles at the helm. So you and I are both friends and fans of Michelle Anderson, and she's partnering with us to help tweens and teens learn a little bit more about radio. Because when you think about it, local radio is the original social media, right?
Yep.
This is where people not just go for entertainment, but also education, connection, celebration, all that fun stuff. So on Thursday, July 21st, Michelle's coming to the library to talk to the teens about that history of local radio. Why does this matter? Why are we listening to things like KTWH instead of things like Spotify, and how can our voices be heard? And then I'm so jazzed for this opportunity for our local tweens and teens. On Friday, July 22nd, Michelle is hosting us at KTWH at the Harbor Landing Building, and they're going to get to tour the station, learn more about things, and then even doing the station recordings for the radio intros.
That's awesome.
That why, and then getting involved.
Yep, and the magic behind the scenes, and that how, you know, anyone can, you know, find your little niche behind or in front of the microphone, behind the scenes, whatever. And, you know, kudos to Michelle, because she started this youth radio. This was like her vision when, you know, 7 years ago we've been on the air, and she has kicked off the most amazing youth program. We've had kids that started in ninth grade and went all the way until they graduated, and then became like our sportscasters for the youth football, and still doing it when they were in college. It's amazing. So if you know any teens and tweens, say those dates again for that.
Absolutely. So that is Thursday, July 21st, noon to 1 at the library.
Perfect.
Friday, July 22nd, 10 to noon at the radio station.
Yes.
Right. It's such a cool opportunity. You know, this is truly why small towns, big communities shine. You wouldn't be able to find opportunities like this elsewhere. So we are really excited to continue this partnership.
Yes. Now, is there registration needed, or some idea of how many people are coming?
We would love registration. Just give us a call at the library. Our number here is 218-834-3148. 218-834-3148. Otherwise, just stop on in and we can get your teen or tween added to the list. And I keep using that word that's kind of jargony for people who work in education. Basically, if you have a kiddo and they're double digits.
There you go. There you go. Yep. Thanks for the clarification. Double digits. There you go. Yes. What a beautiful example of community partnership and working together to show off the best of what we both have to offer. And that's awesome. Thank you, Madeline.
Speaking of partnerships, we haven't had a chance to talk about this one, but I would love to share about Career Force Corner that's coming to the Two Harbors Public Library. So in this economy, you know, people are looking for work. There's jobs all over, but how do you find the right fit for the right person?
Yes.
We have experts from Career Force Duluth who are going to start doing mobile office hours here at the Two Harbors Public Library the third Monday of the month.
Oh my, tell me more. This is super duper cool.
Absolutely. So these are trained experts who are going to come in to help people with job searches, connections with employers, access to different resources. So if you're just starting your job search and you're like, do you know what? I haven't touched my resume in years. I don't even know where to start. Or if you have an industry in mind and you want to talk about what makes you a viable candidate, you don't even need to register. If you're working with somebody in the Career Force Center in Duluth, you can continue on with that file. Otherwise, you're welcome to just come in and ask questions, because sometimes you don't know till you get into
right.
So every third Monday of the month from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., we're going to have a representative from Career Force, and we're calling it our Career Force Corner.
That is so honkin' awesome. Sweet.
Oh, jazz. This is going to be the first library that they're doing a partnership like this with.
Oh, that is so cool. That is so cool. And it's for any ages? It's...
Yes.
Okay.
So if you are in the sunset phase of your career, if you're just starting out, if you just want to talk and you're not quite sure where to start, I love this because sometimes I'm like, I don't know if this is worth an appointment, but I would love clarification on a question.
Yep.
And this way you don't have to drive to Duluth, look
yep.
for parking. You're just able to kind of hop into your Two Harbors Public Library.
Wonderful. Oh, my goodness. Things are rocking and rolling over there. I bet you have more for me.
I sure do. So I want to mention, because I know you're going to just, your jaw will drop when you see our new art installation. Have you been in?
Oh, you know, I'm so focused on getting stuff printed that I didn't even look at the wall. Dang it. Okay, I got it.
The good news is you'll have a chance until the end of August.
Okay.
So Linda Passell is based out of the Twin Cities, and she does these beautiful abstract watercolor landscapes.
Okay.
They are just kind of calming and vibrant, and if you love the lake, you will love to see this art.
Nice.
You can stop in the library anytime we're open, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 9:30 to 5, Tuesday, Thursday, 11:30 to 7, and just come in and enjoy the art. There's a few pieces that kind of have caught my eye throughout the day, depending on what's on my mind. She just really has a gift. And
sweet. All right. Oh, yeah. Very, very cool. And if you're an artist listening, you can apply to be featured at the library, too. Just go to your website, right? And there's an application
yes.
and all the info on there?
Absolutely. They can just hop over to twoharborspubliclibrary.com and get that process started. We love being that kind of gathering space for local art in the community.
Sweet. Oh, my goodness. Listen to all the stuff we've talked about, and we didn't mention one book. See, the library is a resource of all kinds of things. Oh, I love it, love it, love it. Is there a new book on the shelf that's just saying, Madeline, come and get me?
Actually, you're going to love this one. I have a hold on my desk that I'm going to read on my lunch break. It's called Rogues. The True Stories of Grifters, Killers, Rebels, and Crooks.
Wow!
And I'm excited for this. He wrote Say Nothing, which was the story of the Troubles.
Okay.
But it's just kind of all of these kind of grifters and swindlers and shakers.
Yeah.
So it's not what I usually read, but
right,
it's what I'm going to read today.
Yeah, that's some light reading over in lunch. Yeah.
Exactly. Just a reminder, it could always be worse.
Right, exactly. Oh, I love it. I think you guys might have this. I'm not sure, but it's called Minnesota Mayhem. And it's mm-hmm. all about those kinds of, like, mayhem that has happened in the history of Minnesota.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Doesn't that sound fun?
It's a story of calamitous events, horrific accidents, dastardly crime, and dreadful behavior. That sounds awesome.
Way to feel better about your life after reading that, huh?
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, that's awesome. Anything else for us, Madeline, before I have to let you go?
I will just also put a bug in folks' ears that it's not too late to sign up for summer reading.
Good.
So you can do that stopping into the library, going to our website, twoharborspubliclibrary.com, or if you use the Beanstack app, you're able to just search us out there. So far, our community has collectively logged over 150,000 minutes for summer reading. Right, and if that's, like, too big to even think about, as it is for me, that's the equivalent of 104 straight days.
Say that again.
So the community has collectively read 150,000 minutes.
Right.
And if you math that down, that's 104 straight days.
Wow. That is awesome. Yay.
Right, and we still have like a month to go. This is bananas.
That is so awesome. Oh, my gosh. The brains are getting so big in Two Harbors.
Yeah.
I love it. Get all those synopsis firing. Is that even the right word?
We better read a book about it and find out if it's not.
Oh, that's awesome. Shout out your number one more time and how to reach
Absolutely.
You there at the library.
Yeah, you can give us a call. And we are at 218-834-3148.
Sweet. All right. Thank you, as always, Madeline, for calling in and being a great partner with the radio and sharing with listeners all the fabulous things going on at our own Two Harbors Public Library.
Absolutely. It's always so much fun with you, Michelle. Have a great rest of your day.
Yep, you too. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Yep, bye. Madeline Jarvis with the Two Harbors Public Library calling in a couple times each month because there's so much going on there. That's awesome.